At CIT, we believe in turning your ideas into outcomes. Whether you're growing your business, building your savings, or seeking that next equipment purchase, we're the bank for you. Bank like you. Visit CIT.com, member FDIC.
Today, we have a special weekend edition of Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Charlie Turner. Chinese telecom company Huawei is the largest supplier of networking equipment and the second largest smartphone vendor in the world. The company is also a major player in the race to build ultra-fast 5G wireless networks. The U.S. is concerned that China could use the telecom giant's 5G technology for espionage. Earlier this year, the U.S. added Huawei to a Commerce Department entity list, essentially to try and bar American suppliers from doing business with the company. For its part, Huawei, which bought $11 billion worth of American technology last year, has made moves to transition most of its business elsewhere. Because of Huawei's dominant market share and the threat of spying, Huawei has become a central issue in the trade war between China and the U.S. Wall Street Journal reporters Dan Strumpf, Eva Doe, and editor-in-chief Matt Murray sat down for an exclusive interview with Huawei CEO and founder Ren Zhengfei at the company's Shenzhen campus. Starting with a trip down memory lane to a 1992 road trip Ren took across the U.S., where he visited several American companies.
That experience showed how great the U.S. was. Let me give you one example. We took a taxi in the IBM campus. We wanted to know how big that campus was. So we asked a driver, drive straight, no turn, we'll see how long or how big the campus would be. In the end, that taxi driver lost his way. We felt the greatness of the U.S. as a nation. And even today, we still have a lot of admiration toward the United States. We are not changing our feeling toward the United States because of the pressure, because of the campaign they have against Huawei.
Long before President Trump, before even really President Obama, there have been difficulties between Huawei and the United States under both administrations. What do you think is the root cause of the long history of confrontations between the United States government and Huawei?
Actually, there is no confrontation between Huawei and the U.S. government. Overall, Huawei is an admirer of the United States because we have learned a lot from the U.S. culture. We are not pushing away the United States, and we certainly don't feel the difficulties, no matter under Obama or Trump administration. I think what's happening right now is a motivation for Huawei people to work harder so that we can survive.
But you are now in 170 countries. You're the leading supplier in most of those countries. You're ahead on 5G, as we've seen. Do you threaten the U.S. because of your success, do you think?
I think it's not because of that reason, and the U.S. should not be feeling a threat coming from Huawei, because the U.S. is a country that is very strong when it comes to technology and innovation. Even though in some cases they are not leading the pack, I think if the U.S. right now decides to catch up, there would be no problem for them in the future.
Huawei's problems this year have been inextricably linked to the trade fight between U.S. and China. Could you describe what conversations you have had with, say, President Xi Jinping or negotiators such as Liu He over the past year?
The trade discussion between China and the United States has nothing to do with Huawei, because we basically have no business in the United States. Therefore, I do not see any connection between Huawei and the ongoing China-U.S. trade talks, and I don't care much how that trade talks progress. Even without the United States, Huawei can survive very well. Having said that, we will always embrace globalization, meaning if the U.S. companies are allowed to supply to Huawei, we definitely will buy from them. But if they cannot, we can survive.
Journal reporter Eva Doe asked the next question in Chinese. Doe points out that most countries that have ties to telecom companies have used those connections for surveillance. She asked how Ren feels about the possibility that China could use his equipment for that purpose. Here's Ren's response.
Think about a car manufacturer. Car manufacturers sell cars to the users, and what's being loaded in the car is to be decided by the user. For Huawei, what we sell to telecom operators is like a naked equipment. The equipment is operated by telecom operators, not Huawei.
Mr. Ren, you've seen remarkable change over your career. Your 5G rollout is now picking up steam dramatically. What will we see in the world of technology in the next 10 years? What comes after 5G, and how many more transformative changes lie ahead in the next decade?
I could not imagine how society would look like in 3 years' time, not to mention 10 years. Just years back, very few people could ever imagine that we can use our mobile phones to browse internet. With Steve Jobs and his iPhone, he basically changed the entire world. I think at the time Steve Jobs introduced the mobile broadband with iPhone was the time that the internet truly took off. After 5G, I think the biggest opportunity would be around artificial intelligence. With AI, how our society would transform into is still something that we cannot imagine at this point of time.
That was Wall Street Journal reporters Dan Strumpf, Eva Doe, and Editor-in-Chief Matt Murray speaking to Huawei CEO and founder Ren Zhengfei in this special weekend edition of Tech News Briefing. Next week, we're launching a five-part series on 5G technology and the ways it could change the world. For more on that, check back in starting Monday, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.